Our resident Bartow weatherman slash local historian Jason Bosserman spends a lot of time perusing the historic records in the Durban Town Hall, and sometimes reads something, or in this case saw an old photograph from the 1920s, and that sends him on a search through history. He noticed in that old photo of Durban three large steel tanks pictured, and he dug deeper to learn their significance. But we'll let him tell the story.
For the first time ever, I came across this picture where it had Goodsell Garage on the far east end of Durban, and it also had the three oil tanks that were put up on the Durban side of the depot. And I had never, ever seen a picture with those in it. I want to read the original contract that came from Standard Oil Company of New Jersey. It's a short contract, but it was really big for the town of Durban since they had a railroad, and this was a new energy source. Originally, the first store in Durban, Wilmoth & Kerr, they were buying firewood to heat their store, and then they started to get into coal, and now here is a new energy source. So, this was dated January the 1st of 1923 from Standard Oil of New Jersey to the Durban Town Council. I'll read verbatim here. Council met in regular session with the following officers present: H.H. Hudson, Mayor; A.T. Carpenter, Recorder; Kennerex Road, S.A. Chiner, and S.A. Wilhide, as council members. And here is the contract. Whereas the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey has made application for a permit to erect the following construction on lot located at Durban, West Virginia, within the corporate limits of the town of Durban. 2. 10 by 30 foot vertical steel storage tanks for the storage of petroleum products to be placed on concrete foundations. 1. 20 by 40 galvanized iron warehouse, and 1. 12 by 12 foot galvanized iron pump house. It is resolved that the permission be, and the same is hereby granted to the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey, to erect said construction in accordance with the said application on their property south of the C&O railway station. I hereby certify that the foregoing is a timed copy of the permission granted by the Town Council at their regular meeting held January 1, 1923, and approved by the Mayor, H.H. Hudson, and A.T. Carpenter, Clerk. They did ask for 2 10 by 30 vertical steel storage tanks, but looking at the picture, there were 3. That was amazing. I have a hunch that one of the tanks could have had oil, but then the other, kerosene, probably in another tank. And I don't know if the third tank would have been some other kind of a oil product or not. The railroads just changed everything when they came and were able to transport products in. We started seeing coconuts and oranges.
So even this piece of history has mysteries that have yet to be understood. For me, another mystery here was what in the world was the Durban Town Council doing meeting on New Year's Day? Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.